Greetings, readers. Welcome to the second episode of the May 2024 edition of Library News. Beginning this month, Library News will be delivered twice a month. The first episode of the month will be released the first week of the month. The second episode of the month will be released on the third week of the month. The first episode will continue to contain the same information you've grown to know and love. This includes library events and happening, top 10 barred nonfiction / fiction, NLS events, and library events. The second episode will contain information about D-List, Magazine of the Month, tech tips, staff picks, and library events.
For this month's D-List Spotlight, Mayflowers. Peony by Pearl S. Buck. DB 63547. 19th century China, Peony, a bondmaid, more than a servant, less than a daughter, in a wealthy Jewish household, is in love with David, the master's son. Because tradition forbids her love, Peony sublimates her passion and helps David choose a bride. Rather than marry someone else, Peony accepts a devotional role. Lilac Girls by Martha Hall Kelly, DB 84356. The lives of three women, socialite Carolyn from New York, teenager Keza from Poland, and Dr. Herta from Germany, collide during World War II. Keza, involved in the resistance, is sent to Ravensbrück, where she is experimented on by Herta. Carolyn tries to help survivors. Secrets of the Tulip Sisters by Susan Mallory, DB 88730. Sisters Kelly and Olivia Murphy have long been on different paths. While Kelly lives with her father on the tulip farm in Washington, Olivia works with her mother in Phoenix. When Olivia returns home to the farm, the sisters struggle to reconnect.
The Magnolia Palace by Fiona Davis, DB 106550. 8 months since losing her mother to the Spanish flu outbreak of 1919, 21-year-old artist model Lillian Carter's life has completely fallen apart. When her modeling work dries up and she needs a safe haven, Lillian takes the job as a private secretary for the wealthy Frick family. Crimson Roses by Grace Livingston Hill, DB 38463. Marion Warren is rather put upon in the family home now that her brother's wife seems to have taken over. But Marion is strong enough to find a place of her own. And with the meager earnings from her first job, she purchases a season ticket to the symphony. At the second concert, a rose appears on her seat, and then it happens at every concert. Delighted, Marion learns that the sender is Lyman, a wealthy young man, who quickly makes his intentions known. Violets Made of Thorns by Gina Chen, DB 109503. Violet is a prophet and a liar, influencing the royal courts with her cleverly phrased and not always true divinations. Honesty is for suckers, like the oh-so-not-so-charming Prince Cyrus, who plans to strip Violet of her official role once he is crowned at the end of the summer, unless Violet does something about it. But when the king asks her to falsely prophesize Cyrus's love story for an upcoming ball, Violet awakens a dreaded curse, one that will end in either damnation or salvation for the kingdom, all depending on the prince's choice of future bride. Violet faces her own choice, sees an opportunity to gain control of her own destiny, no matter the cost, or give in to the ill-fated attraction that is growing between her and Cyrus. Violet's wits may protect her in the cutthroat court, but they can't change her fate. And as the boundary between hatred and love grows ever thinner with the prince, Violet must untangle a wicked web of deceit in order to save herself and the kingdom, or doom them all.
The Lavender Garden by Lucinda Riley, DB 79603, 1998. Emily de la Martinirez has inherited the family home in southern France and the debt. She uncovers papers from World War II while putting the estate to rights. 1944, Constance Carruthers is sent to Paris by Churchill to uncover German plots, but is cut off from her contacts. Nana's Gift and the Red Geranium by Jeanette Oak, DB 74551. Two inspirational short stories. In Nana's Gift, 93-year-old Lizzie helps her great-granddaughter overcome tragedy. In The Red Geranium, Tommy brings his gran a gift to cheer her up while she is in the hospital. Golden Poppies by Layla Ibrahim, DB 100309. The daughters of Elizabeth and Maddie from Mustard Seed, DB 91240, connect when Elizabeth and her daughter Sadie travel to Chicago from Oakland to see Maddie on her deathbed. Maddie's daughter Jordan is resentful of the pair, but she and Sadie discover they need each other more than expected. Columbine by David Cullen, DB 68856. Journalist uses eyewitness testimony, police reports, and the killer's writings to dispel myths that the Columbine shooters were bullied, isolated kids who targeted victims. Argues Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold had friends, good grades, and plans to blow up the school. Discusses the murderer's psychological assessments, violence, and strong language.
For May's Magazine of the Month Talking Book Topics, TBT, includes announcements of recorded books recently added to the Library of Congress collection and news and developments in library services for people who are visually impaired or have physical disabilities. The audio edition often includes the text of NLS News. A list of books listed in Talking Book Topics are included in the Braille edition of Braille Book Review, available on cartridge and through download on BARD, published bimonthly.
To get us started with our monthly tech tips, what better place to start than with the one that we've all heard about, turning off the malfunctioning device and turning it back on. This is also known as power cycling. It may sound like a joke sometimes, but it is a real way to fix issues with technology. You may wonder why this works, and the simple answer is it gives the device a chance to rest. By turning it off and back on again, it resets internal processes and hopefully resolves the problem. Be it a book player, Braille display, phone, or computer, this device may be the fix that you are looking for. It's an excellent first step when things aren't working.
Leslie here with this month's staff pick. Whenever I get asked what my favorite book is, I am torn between my allegiance to my favorite author, Stephen King, and my absolute favorite book. You would think my favorite book would be one by Stephen King, but it is The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern, DB 73783. Part romance, part fantasy, and part historical fiction, The Night Circus is a captivating novel about two magicians who must prove their magical abilities in the night circus. The circus arrives without warning. No announcements precede it. It is simply there, when yesterday it was not. Within the black and white striped canvas tents is an utterly unique experience full of breathtaking amazements. It is called Le Cirque de Rêve, and it is only open at night. But behind the scenes, a fierce competition is underway. A duel between two young magicians, Celia and Marco, who have been trained since childhood expressly for this purpose by their mercurial instructors. Unbeknownst to them, this is a game in which only one can be left standing, and the circus is but the stage for a remarkable battle of imagination and will. Despite themselves, however, Celia and Marco tumble headfirst into love, a deep, magical love that makes the lights flicker and the room grow warm whenever they so much as brush hands. True love or not, the game must play out, and the fates of everyone involved, from the cast of extraordinary circus performers to the patrons, hang in the balance, suspended as precariously as the daring acrobats overhead. The Night Circus is my go-to when I get asked for book recommendations. There is a little something for everyone. Romance, fantasy, intrigue, and more.
The sign-up for the Youth Summer Reading Program is coming soon. The theme for this summer is Read, Repeat, Renew, and will run from June 5th through July 26th. Programs will be conducted virtually on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 2 to 2:45 p.m. Join Denise Bean, our youth librarian, for Guest Quest Mondays, Adventure and Arts on Wednesdays, and STEAM Theme Fridays. Ages 0 to 18 are welcome. If you have questions about any of our youth library programs, reach out to Denise Bean, Youth Services Librarian, denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338. On Thursday, May 16th, the Thursday Book Club will meet to discuss The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave, DB103326. Before he disappears, Hannah's husband of 1 year, Owen, smuggles a note to her, asking her to protect his 16-year-old daughter, Bailey, who refuses to have anything to do with Hannah. They soon realize that Owen is not who he says he is, and Bailey holds the key. Please contact Angie Houck at 515-452-1330 or angela.houck@blind.state.ia.us for more information or for the login information.
Save the date. The library will be part of the Downtown Des Moines Farmers Market on Saturday, June 1st from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have a booth offering a hands-on Braille activity while spreading awareness about Braille literacy, the library, and the department. If you're in the area, stop by and say hello. The library will be closed Monday, May 27th, in observance of Memorial Day. Don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.